that I'm encouraging Bill and Mimi to share with all of you tonight. I'm so sorry that I guess that the idea that so near Christmas nobody can get out and get free for an evening, I guess. Because I wish everybody was here. So, but I wish the room was full of souls. I know it's full of souls free of the body. Okay, but I wish we had more in the body to hear this. The souls free of the body already hear it. But let's just see. And you know, we say by chance, but it's never by chance. Love happens, and two souls are brought together. It's not by chance. It's divine design. Well, what those two souls do with it after it gets together is up to them. But would you like to hear about Bill and Mimi's adventure in life?
There's no gories, but there's goodies.
Huh?
Oh yeah, you almost fell for me. Who did? Stick with me, honey. You almost fell for me.
Millie asked us to bring along pictures of our spouses that are in heaven, two that got us together, through Mimi. So I'm just going to sit them here on the piano. You can tell people.
That's my hubby with my daughter.
I was going to say, you look awfully
young. Yeah, a child bride.
Actually, Mimi was. Actually, Mimi was very young, and that really is her in there. But I want to tell you that we're going to get married, and I love her with all my heart. And so, there you go, honey. You got it.
You come over here.
I'm starting to feel like Ken. You know, Ken and huh?
Ken.
Yeah. Who? No. Ken at the No, at church at the couple.
Oh,
huh? Yeah, Joseph,
that's
right.
It, yeah. Oh, oh, David.
David.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're both doubly blessed because we both had wonderful marriages and wonderful loves. And now we get another one. And Millie is correct. It's different, but it's just as wonderful. It's just as beautiful, and it'll go on as long as we're here. Mm-hmm. That's right. So, but the thing is that we've been bumping around here and at the church for going on 4 years. Hi, hello. I'm over here. So, but I guess that. Millie, I mean, she won't tell me why she thought about it or how she thought about it, but she invites Mimi to dinner, and then she calls me and says, meet us for dinner, but she didn't tell Mimi. So I go over there, can't find the place. I mean, I drove up and down for half an hour, 45 minutes looking for it, but I finally found it, and I got in there, sat down, and we immediately hit it off.
We did. We found so many likenesses, and just in chit-chatting with Millie and whatnot, but some of the big ones were this church and how we felt about it, and the differences that it made in our lives when we came to this church. And his wife died about a year after my husband died. And he'd been married to her 30 years, and I had been married to mine 35. And we were both pretty desolate little people. And So we went about our business, and there were so many God stories in my life and his, and it seemed like when we met up, so many of them came together. And just last Monday when I was at class, it brought in both my husband and a friend of mine from years ago. And during that time, you know, there was the usual way that they're brought in, and Millie mentioned an island that I'd been at, and it kind of brought up a God story. It wasn't, we had had many, many times when both our spouses had been here at the classes and whatnot, and had been spoken of when we got messages from the island, but in this particular time, it just kind of brought up a God story, and the God story, this island that she spoke of was Lodge's Air Force Base. And at that time, my husband was chief pilot of an airline, and I was flying back and forth from Charleston, South Carolina to Tripoli, and we stopped in Bermuda and the Azores, and one of the islands at the Azores, I can't remember the name of it, Mariana or something, but Lodge's was the Air Force Base on it.
Probably meaning.
And I'm sitting at the table having dinner, and my front teeth fell out into the plate, into the dinner plate. Oh, and somebody else brought up teeth while we were in the circle, brought up the tooth. My front tooth had fallen out, and it was one of those ones, you know, with the enamel on the front and the gold on the back. It just split, and there it was sitting. And this man came up, and I said, you're talking to these people this way, and this man came up and asked me to dance. And I said, sure. And disappeared on the dance floor, found out he was a dentist, disappeared for an hour, and came back with my tooth all fixed. A God story, you know. this was mentioned Monday night. That's what they brought up. And there's been so many like that, different ones. But they're going on now. The coincidences, or what I used to call coincidences, are now realizing God stories. And I was lucky enough to have my sister Kathy, and she just came, and we were talking this afternoon when I was talking here to you. And she says, well, you remember Don, she was talking to her husband, she says, when Mimi called and said, I've come to this wonderful church, and they're singing Zippity-Doo-Dah, which I thought was just the funnest thing. I mean, I come out down here and I'm all downhearted, and here's everybody having a good time, and it changed the life. It made you feel alive. And there's been so many great things that have gone on since being here. I remember the Christmas party last year. And I don't know how many of you were there, but it was so much fun. And there was so much love there. And now to be able to meet this lovely man and all those days of hello. I can remember thinking he looked kind of lonely, and I'd go over and talk to him, but he always leaves so fast. But anyhow.
Neither were, I don't know if any of you recall, Millie will, but I had several messages that I'm sending someone for you. Remember? Finally, I had so many of these messages, and of course, I'd be looking around and saying, I wonder if it's her, and I wonder if it's her, and I wonder if it's her. And I did it. And I did some light dating, you know, but nothing happened. But when I sat down with this one right here with Millie, it was, whoa. So she takes off, goes to Hawaii to visit her sister, that one right there. And I take off to visit my sister. A little commonality or a coincidence there, you might say. And I drive up to Oregon. I plan to be there for a week or so, and with my sister and brother-in-law. So I'm talking to my sister and brother-in-law about Mimi. I said, "No, I'll tell you what." And I said, "I got to do something about that." And so she says, "Well, go for it, brother." So I got. Then I stopped at a friend of mine in L.A. Well, actually, Santa Clarita, in the canning country there, who was my best man 30 plus years ago now. And I said, "You know, I've got to do something about that." He said, "Well, you know, go for it." I said, "Well, when I came back down, came to the deal, to the
fellowship.
Well, it was the service that morning." But I didn't come in jeans. I came in slacks and a nice shirt, and I was all polished up, and I sat down next to her, and I looked at her, and I said, Liz from, Seattle.
Rita,
came by and chewed on me about not recognizing her because Janie and her, Millie and I, had gone to a movie 3 years before, and she was upset with me because I didn't recognize her. So, I don't know how many were there, but I just picked up the tablecloth and laid my head under it, and, and felt bad for a second. So, but she gave me the opening, and the opening was, I said, Jeannie, you like to go to the movies? She says, yeah, I like movies. I said, you want to go to the afternoon? She says, yeah, I'd love to go. I said, okay.
Never let it be said I played hard to get.
Well, I don't remember. No.
No.
No, but you know what he did do, you guys? I'm crazy about salt, and everybody's always at me, you don't eat so much salt, don't eat so much salt. And I says, I'd love some popcorn, but everybody's after me not to eat so much salt, and I really want some popcorn. So he went out and got some popcorn, and he stole the salt shaker.
I put it back, though. I put it back. But anyway, we just had a good time together, and I think we went someplace afterwards, I don't remember. But we had a good time together, and her car was at the church, and we came back and, got her put in the car. I'll see you, okay. Next day.
No,
but
the same night. The same night we went over to Georgia.
Oh, we did. We went up, right, went up to, up there, yeah.
We went to Encinitas where Georgina and Liz were all having a party, and Millie was there, and Nancy and several other people. And at the time, he used an expression that my husband used all the time, and I'd never heard anybody else use. He was talking to somebody else who was in the living room, and I happened to be in the family room, and I heard it. And I did such a double take, I almost got whiplash. And there has been so many of those incidents. Like, we found out over the days that my anniversary with my husband, Bill, the name is the same, is June 2nd. His anniversary with his wife, Cammy, is June 2nd.
That's just the start of it.
Yeah.
And she says things to me, as I was telling Millie earlier, she'll say things to me that my wife used to say. I mean, like word for word. It's like, I go, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah, and they're not the just usual mundane.
No, there's, but it's like, it is a God story, and it's a blessing, because I figured, and she figured that we were both blessed once with a beautiful love, and that was going to be it. I mean, how many people don't get any like that? To get two? I mean, two? Oh, by the way, it was her first date since Bill passed, crossed over too. So,
okay.
And it's her last. and we're officially engaged. There it is.
Yeah.
As far as the date goes, it's been talked from the 28th of this month till the 13th of April.
Mm-hmm.
So, but whenever it is, I'll be there.
And folks, the 13 happens to be both our lucky numbers, and we just found out that we are going to be the great grandparents when we get married of 13 children.
Yeah,
That's what it is. I was going to announce it.
April 13th. So, yeah, so we by that time.
It's subject to Millie's availability.
It's Palm Sunday, but we were talking, and she said, "Do you have a lucky number?" She said, "Yeah, 13." I said, "Well, that's my number, 13. And then I was talking to my son in Oregon last night or the night before, and then, of course, he never tells me anything. Then my daughter-in-law got on the phone, and She said, oh, she's Robbie and Jamie are going to have a baby. And I said, whoa. I said, you know, that's 13 now. They'd already got excited about Mimi. And I said, we're going to have 12 great-grandchildren when we combine ourselves. And she said, no, you're going to have 13. I said, 13? That's my lucky number. That's her lucky number. So we're going to get married on the 13th. So.
Here to
a trolling party. Yeah. But, some of the other things, and I've got them listed here for you, and we kind of, maybe we'll just run over them real fast. And Millie said, anything that we leave out, we're in trouble. So, we'll do
anything.
But the great part of this whole thing is that we're about as comfortable as you can possibly get together. We're both happier than I can't even tell you.
He's a lovely guy, you guys.
A lot of people said I was standoffish. I wasn't. I just didn't want to. I was waiting. But, as you probably all know, that it was, we did get a message through you, through Millie, that the two of them had been working diligently and hard for years to get us together. So they finally succeeded through Millie, and here we are. And we've had several visits since, saying, giving us love and, everything.
Mm-hmm. And there was an incident last May. I can't remember exactly. Patty Walsh, you all know Patty Walsh. And we're all sitting around, and she says, I see the end of October. You're meeting somebody, and he's wearing aviator glasses, and she described him. She described Bill. And he and I had that fellowship thing on October 27th. That was the fellowship meeting. That's where we got together. And she described him in great detail, and she also said that I already knew him. And so I quickly went through the group that I knew here, and I thought, no. And then I'm starting to go back in the past, and did come up. Anyhow, it was a nice surprise. And
I had nothing to do with it.
She was right on it.
I had nothing to do with this. No matter how it comes out, I had nothing to do with it. A couple of the other ones here, too, are the... both of our mothers, parents, our mothers, were 17 years old when we were born. We were both born in the seventh month after their wedding day. I mean, ninth month, excuse me, ninth month. I looked at the seven up here and missed the nine. In the ninth month, after their marriage. So, they're just kind of, now, we each owned and operated our own real estate business, her and Bill and Tammy and I. We each owned and operated our own gas station. It was a secondary thing to me, but which is now a 7-Eleven down on Rainier Way. But they had a gas station also. Both Mimi, I, and Bill are pilots. And you're going to fly me to the moon, aren't you?
You already have.
So, let's see. We both were in the restaurant business. We both knew the same people, quite a few the same people around over a period of 30 years. We both had twin-engine Chris Craft boats.
We found out about that when we were together with Millie at that first dinner, and it turns out that they were in side-by-side marinas about the same time, and it was really funny. And they were both Chris Crafts, and his was 31 and mine was 35 or 6. And he says, what color? I said, blue and white. And he said, mine was blue and white, too. Because all Chris Crafts are blue and white.
Well, no. I had built a custom flybridge on mine, and I could have changed that color, but I didn't, because I had it all painted linear polyurethane. I can't get that right. Same thing they paint the jetliners in. And I decided on the blue. I mean, it wasn't something, it just didn't happen. Mr. Chris Kringle didn't paint my boat.
Okay.
So anyway, both her Bill and I were married twice. Married the first marriage was 20 years on the minute. I was 20 years, she was 20 years. Or he was 20 years, excuse me. But and then we remarried and we're happy. I don't know what happened on the first thing, but I don't care to remember anymore.
So he was married a total of 50 years, and, you know, he's only 39, so.
And I'm marrying a younger woman.
We can tell from the photo.
That's, I'm talking about Mimi.
I know. You have the photo of her.
What about, oh, that, yeah.
The original child.
Oh yeah. She, well, the other thing that's the other thing that is amazing about this is that had Cammy lived, Mimi is within 6 months of her age. Now, that's not my fault either. So, had nothing to do with that. It's a test for Millie to see if she gets any of these, and if she does, then we'll show you that they were here. But we're both the oldest in our families, our respective families, so that makes us kind of the... We're the oldest child, and now we're the oldest...
Matriarchs and patriarchs on
yeah.
table.
Anyway, we're both chocoholics, and proud of it. But and there's some other things here too that are kind of you know they're not quite as important as actually what's between Mimi and I, between us on.
Mm-hmm.
And
we both brought up eight, and six of them. Well, brought up. I had two of my own. He had six, and then we had stepchildren and grandchildren and various different ones.
We raised more than that. But,
What an idea, Stan.
Stan, it doesn't matter. I forgot how to get here anyway. Don't they come with a stork thing?
They didn't
tell us either,
look what happened.
But the other coincidence, too, is that of those eight that we raised, there are only six of each living. We both lost two out of the eight. Now, I don't know, what else we got here?
Oh,
I like the chocolate part.
Well, the great grandparents. I don't know.
Yeah. Her Bill and I are Geminis. That's a good one. Huh?
It is a good one. It really is. But you know, this church, if it weren't for this church, if it weren't for Millie, if it weren't for the coincidence of becoming here, you know, the various steps that got us here, in my particular case, you know, I went to a flower reading thing, and you know, you go to these grief groups and you go to different things, and I went to a flower reading thing. I was talking to some women in a pizza joint, and the pizza joint sent me to some place where they were talking Enneagrams, which is kind of a religious thing. And anyhow, I ended up here on a Monday night, and there's this really weird dude up here. I mean, really weird. The place looked different, completely different. It was all dark. There's funny pictures on the piano. I mean, it was really strange. And, what?
That's our friend.
Oh, is it? Well, at any rate, it was a little bit different than what I was looking for. And I went home and I was saying I want something a little brighter and lighter. And somebody in a beauty parlor that was listening to us talk about it said, "Well, go see Millie on Wednesday nights." And that's what we did. And here she is singing Zibbity Doodah with you guys. And, you know, before I came here, I thought things, I had a very lucky, very, very lucky life, very good life. And things that seemed just like, coincidence to me. I didn't put it down as a God story. Now thinking about things as God stories, you look back on various stuff that happened to you, and that was a God story. That was a really neat God story. There was once I wanted very much, from the time I was a young girl and all through teenage, I wanted to be a stewardess. And so I got my chance, and I had no training whatsoever, and got on the airplane. I memorized the speech, and the airplane happened to be a DC-3, and we were heading for Las Vegas. And I'd memorized the speech and that we were going. So I went on and I gave the speech the way I memorized it, and it came out, we're going approximately 7,000 feet in the air, 180 miles an hour, which really, it's the other way around. 7,000 miles an hour, 180 feet in the air, that was it. And so they maybe got a clue that I was new to this. And then I'm in the back of the airplane, and I kind of knelt down in the seat in the DC-3 or very close to 7,000. And there's only, right, and there's only about 23 passengers in there, and at that particular time we crammed about 25 in, as the laws were, looked a little scant then in those days. At any rate, I'm in the back, I'm holding onto both arms, and I'm kind of scooted down, and we were in terrible turbulence. I was hanging onto those things for dear life. We were in terrible turbulence, you know, up and down and just falling in hundreds of feet, and the passengers are looking around at me, and I'm like, what can I do? And finally, it stopped. And this guy in the very front of the airplane turns around and says, my God, she's praying, and she stopped it. But that was a God story. You don't put that stuff down to coincidence. Anyway, I've run out of things to say.
That's... Well, I got here through my daughter who lives here, who had visited with Millie, and to contact a daughter that we had lost, and in fact she was right at Millie's condominium, and she was so impressed, she was telling me about it. I'm sitting up there, it's raining in Oregon, you know, pouring down rain, and I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, you have nothing to do except sit in the rain. You can't work because we were in construction. And so finally I made a trip down here, talked to Millie on the phone, and she pegged me. I mean, it was an awesome phone call, and lasted almost an hour. And I'll tell you what. In fact, I wrote a poem about it, and I'm going to read it to you before we close. And some of you may have heard it a couple of years ago. But I came down, and while I was down here on a week to 2 week visit, when my wife's health started failing, we had sold a resort up there, and for very little money down, and just to get her out, you know, get rid of it, and in a big second trust deed, and stuff like that. Well, they went bankrupt. We'd had it for 12 years and was very successful. They went bankrupt in less than 3 years. The one thing that I didn't check while I was doing this, I mean, while we were being busy, was that they didn't change the power bill, which had a big power bill on it, you know, a couple grand a month, and they hadn't paid it. And while I was down here, the power company cleaned out my bank account, so I had to go to work. Now you look at that and say, oh, well, it's only money, you know, but, and I've never had as little money as I've had since I've been here. But the money is not the important thing. The important thing is what went on after that. If God had wanted me to go back up there, then the power company would have called me and said, Bill, you want to make a dollar a month payment on that or something? I said, wait a minute, that's not my bill. We could have had a little fight over it, but I never had a chance to even fight it. But I looked at it and I said, you know what, that's okay with me, and stayed here. Sold cars, and whatever I could do, you know. And then... All God's stories came, and as I told you before, I kept getting these messages that I'm sending someone, until finally I said, in church one day. I said, don't send me any more messages that somebody's coming because I don't want anybody. And that's been a couple of years ago. But we've had a lot of messages that I've had, and the thing I didn't know, and so there's no mistakes in the universe, is that she was already here. I just didn't know it. So the timing was perfect for us. And I'm going to, and is there anything you want to add, honey?
Just that,
we're over time, I think.
Are we?
You don't let her speak and then cut her off.
Okay, so. Huh?
We have been so comfortable. I mean, that comfort thing that, I know he was so much in love with Tammy, and I was so much in love with my husband. It was a wonderful, fun lifetime of happiness, of bringing up the kids and doing our thing. And in his particular case, he was one of the few couples that I know, in addition to myself, that worked with his wife. I mean, every job that they had, and I did the same thing with my husband. He was a pilot, I was a stewardess. We were both real estate brokers together. We ran a school for 19 years together. And so there wasn't the business of he goes off and goes to work or the two go off and go to work. It was a romance that went on for 35 years of wonderful love. And the loss was terrible. And and for him, the loss was terrible. And we are so lucky to be here now and to be with the friends that we have now and to have this school of thought to live to. Most of us, I know you guys too, we've been brought up in religions and schools of thought where everything is guilt and this, with all the goodness that's been handed to us, and still to be able to find it and find it here, well, I feel very blessed, and I know so good.
You too.
And Millie.
We both love Millie. That's another commonality we have. And we both love you all, and we both love the church.